This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Most Colorado House members voted for a temporary spending bill to keep the U.S. government open. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Despite reservations over the two different dates for when this next stopgap expires, all of Colorado's Democratic representatives, as well as Republican Doug Lamborn, voted to keep the government funded. Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo says it's about being responsible and avoiding a shutdown. She added it also helps that the bill keeps the current levels of spending.
It's important, I think, that they are not slashing funding, that there's no poison pills in there.
But that's exactly why Republicans like Lauren Boebert and Ken Buck voted against the bill. It didn't cut spending or include conservative policy changes. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The bill will next go to the Senate for approval. Two more Coloradans have been arrested for allegedly participating in the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. 37-year-old Eric Zeiss and 31-year-old Justin Schulz of Colorado Springs are charged with obstructing law enforcement, a felony, and several misdemeanor offenses, including disorderly conduct. The two joined a large group at the Capitol and pushed against police to get inside and officers guarding the chambers. Rocky Mountain National Park is bringing its timed entry reservation system back next year. The first opportunity to make reservation opens on May 1st at 8 a.m. for timed entries between May 24th and the end of June. After that, the reservation system will open on the first of each month through September. Reservations for all areas of the park are open until October 15th, except for Bear Lake Corridor. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.